Hello and welcome to Baylor Connections, a conversation series with the people shaping our future. Each week we go in-depth with Baylor leaders, professors, and more discussing important topics in higher education. I'm Derek Smith, and our guest today is Dr. Lori Spees. Dr. Spees is an assistant professor and the missions coordinator at Baylor's Louise Harrington School of Nursing. From the Louise Harrington School of Nursing campus in Dallas and around the globe, Dr. Spees works with students and global partners with a focus on global health. At Baylor, she facilitates global learning and service opportunities in countries that include Vietnam, Zambia, Uganda, India, and more. Her research threads come together with a goal of sustainably improving global health outcomes. Last year, she received a Fulbright Global U.S. Scholar Award to participate in the research project, a multinational collaborative initiative to develop country-specific nurse-implemented hypertension interventions related to hypertension diagnosis and intervention in India, Zambia, and Vietnam. She's traveled the world in recent years and certainly in recent months, and she is with us today here on the program. Dr. Spees, thanks for your time today. Thanks for coming down to Waco from Dallas and, of course, all the other places you've been as well to take the time to visit with us today.
Thank you for inviting me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, it's been a very exciting few months for you. And first off, congratulations on winning that Fulbright Global Scholar Award.
Thank you. Thank you.
Received that 15 months ago. And what's happened since then? Where has that taken you? What's that process been like, and what have the last few months been like?
Well, it's been a busy 15 months. I've enjoyed working in Zambia in August, and then India in the spring, and Vietnam just last month in May. And it's been sort of unexpected research findings and led me to be more and more convinced of the value of nurse-led interventions for hypertension. Research is always fun in that you head into a project thinking you will find one set of results, and some of those I found, but I had some unexpected and surprising information come to light through my interviews with nurses and physicians in those three countries. So it's been interesting, and moving forward, I'm using what I've learned to continue that research in other places and other directions.
Well, it's a very prestigious award, a great opportunity for you and for your students by extension. Let's break down a little bit what you're talking about. I'm going to give the title of this research program again. It's a little bit of a mouthful, a multinational collaborative initiative to develop country-specific nurse-implemented hypertension interventions. In layman's terms, what is it that you're looking at trying to accomplish, and what all goes into this project?
Well, globally, 80% of healthcare, some people say 90% of healthcare, is actually provided by nurses. And as I was reading the emerging problems in many low and middle income countries, it wasn't what I expected, the tuberculosis, the HIV, the infectious disease. What the countries themselves, what the ministries of health were identifying, was actually non-communicable diseases, diabetes, cancer, and hypertension. I also noticed a fairly stark omission of nurses in the solutions to this problem. And as the healthcare person most likely to interact in the clinic setting with a person, the healthcare nurses are most likely to be checking blood pressure. They're most likely to be teaching patients about how to prevent or how to care for that. And I thought we need some research to how to do that better. Because of my global interest, I was aware that some of our teaching in the United States doesn't really translate well internationally. So how I might counsel you about your diet, don't eat McDonald's, don't put so much salt on your refried beans or whatever that would be, that doesn't necessarily make any sense in Zambia or India. So I thought the focus would be primarily on diet. And it has been a little bit about diet. What the nurses and physicians in the countries have told me is a little bit about diet, but not only. It's been more about scarcity of access to health care, about some stigma associated with hypertension that I wasn't aware of. So the whole point of this was to gather that information and then create a template or an algorithm that could be used to provide education for nurses and other healthcare providers around the world so we can deal effectively with the 1.3 billion people who have hypertension. And by doing that, we would decrease strokes, decrease heart attacks, really improve the quality of life. So.
Well, that's great. So you're visiting with nurses, or you have been visiting with nurses over these last few months on the front end. How do you, in what form do you give this back to them once the research is done and you've got these new ways to look at hypertension and other diagnoses around the world? How do you get that back to them? How does that education take place?
Wonderful. One of the parts of the Fulbright that I'm particularly pleased with is in each country I had a nurse research partner. And so that person both facilitates my getting those interviews, but also serves as a conduit to get the information back to the healthcare system in the country. And of course, the data will be analyzed country by country and then cross all countries, and that will end up in some publications that will be first disseminated in the countries where the research took place. So my nurse research partner in Vietnam and I are discussing, could we go to the International Council of Nurses and present the information there. So we're trying to get the information out globally, but with a priority of doing it locally. And in each country, after I completed the interviews, my nurse research partner and I conducted a workshop for nurses and other healthcare providers about hypertension. And that was part of the research, but it was also a way to support increasing the knowledge building capacity in the healthcare providers and in improving the health system while I was in each country. And that was a lot of fun. In one of the places in Vietnam, they said that they'd never had a workshop that invited both nurses and physicians.
That's great.
And yeah, they felt like it really added value for the nurses, but also shifted the thinking that of the approach to healthcare and hypertension specifically as a team approach, rather than nurses do one thing, doctors do another thing. It really brought them together to collaborate effectively for patient care.
Well, I want to ask you more about that in a little bit, because I know you have you've recognized the role that nurses play in global health and have a passion for some of those collaborations. And I want to ask you about that in a moment. But first, I want to ask you how this work you're doing with Fulbright dovetails with your work in Louise Harrington School of Nursing. How does that dovetail with what you're doing here at Baylor?
A lot of the things that we see globally, of course, we are part of the globe, are very relevant. When we talk about working as healthcare teams, it's maybe a gap that we see internationally, but it's also something that my students in Dallas that are working around the United States need to know too. How do you work with a team? What's the best way to educate a patient? How do you make the information you're sharing with a patient have weight? How can you motivate them to make those changes? We all know we should eat more fruits and vegetables. We all know we should use less salt. Part of what I want my students and the graduates to know is, what are some techniques to really help patients achieve those goals? So that's one of the ways we bring it to our students at LHSON. And it's also about firmly making our students aware that the healthcare systems are fluid. And, you know, when we see Ebola in sub-Saharan East Africa, and then we have a case in Dallas, we know that there are many things that we need to be aware of. What used to stay in one location on the other side of the world no longer does. So to have a global awareness, to have a better knowledge of those health disparities that are happening in Dallas, in Waco, as well as in Uganda and Zambia, I think it's very important for our students. Some of the so I teach a course in global health, and one of the things that I do to make global health relevant is we talk about hunger, and then I ask the students to analyze hunger in their local community. Many of my graduate students don't understand or don't know before this assignment that hunger is an issue. It's an issue in Waco. It's an issue in Plano, Texas. In Dallas County, 25% of children have food scarcity issues. So that's the sort of global health issue that we can really bring home. So we can talk about what happens in India, in Vietnam, in Zambia, but then we can really say, but we're not just learning about another place. We're learning about the world, and we're learning about your neighbors. Yes. Yeah,
that's great. That's great. We are visiting with Dr. Lori Spees from Baylor's Louise Harrington School of Nursing. And as we talk about your passion for these topics, I want to go back a little bit because I find you know, your path to this very interesting. 20 years ago, stay-at-home mom who felt a calling to make a difference. How did this journey to becoming a Baylor professor begin? What motivated you to pursue this path?
Yeah, it's interesting to look back. You know, the God always has a plan for us, and we sort of follow it, whether we know it or not, I think. I'd done some volunteer work and work as a child in the community, and so contributing, giving back was always a part of what I did. Honestly, I thought my husband would work for a multinational corporation, and we would be traveling and ministering to people in that way, and he ended up taking a different route, and I looked at, well, you know, how can I serve? What are the ways that I can use my gifts and talents? And unexpectedly came to nursing, and it's been a great fit, both the science and the care. Comes together well in the profession for me. It's a good fit for me, and I have just loved it. And early in my career, I was an ER nurse and engaged in some international mission and really felt that I wanted to do more. Both in the ER, I would see people, and this was in a big county ER, where people waited a long time if they weren't in a life-threatening situation. And I thought, oh, you're going to be here 10 hours, and I know what you need already. So I wanted to pursue my education as a nurse practitioner so I'd be able to work there. And at the same time, I'd worked internationally and had the same experience, that I was seeing cases that I had memorized, oh, if this child has worms, this is the medication. But wanted to take a deeper dive and learn more about the actual infectious disease and health disparities that people on the mission field were serving. So I became a nurse practitioner and eventually was looking for a new work. Wanted to work on the mission field, but it wasn't the right time for my family. And received a call from the then director of the program at Baylor asking if I would teach a course. One thing led to another. She ended up saying, have you ever thought about teaching full time? And before I could answer, she said, and let me tell you a bit about the program. It's a mission-focused program. The program, Family Nurse Practitioner Program, was started by a career missionary to Tanzania. And so I felt clearly that was an answer to what I had been searching for. And there I ended up at Baylor. Advocated early in my time at Baylor for if we're trying to prepare nurses to be global nurses and global nurse practitioners, I think we need to have more of an immersion program. There was a few weekend trips to Mexico, but I didn't think that was adequate. So really, naively, I went to my boss and said, we need an immersion trip, and I didn't think she cared. And she called me back into her office a week later and said, so I spoke to the dean, and we think you should lead that trip in the next March, and where do you want to go? And so really just I'd had a student that was from Uganda and another student who'd been a nurse in Uganda as a missionary, and I just opened my mouth and said Uganda. So that was really the start of my real global engagement at Baylor University and at the Louise Harrington School of Nursing. So
that's exciting. You've got that dual role as a teacher and a researcher, but also as missions coordinator. We are visiting with Dr. Lori Spees from Baylor's Louise Harrington School of Nursing campus in Dallas. This is Baylor Connections. And I want to ask you, I think you touched on this a little bit earlier, but as we talk about global health and nursing and the idea that we can address some of the world's biggest problems with the gifts that your students, you and your students have there, you know, you mentioned that healthcare could be provided by 80 to 90% of healthcare globally could be provided, you know, direct contact via nurses. What makes nursing such a perfect fit to tackle some of the big issues our planet faces?
Well, I think at some level, nurses are both the frontline provider. We're in all the communities. We're attending the churches. We're going to the community centers. We're holding political offices. We're embedded and engaged with the people in our care. We're also a part of every aspect of the healthcare system. If you talk about a orthopedic clinic, or you talk about an HIV clinic, or you speak of a non-communicable disease clinic, even if you don't specifically say there's a nursing component there, there are nurses there. I think there nurses are a hidden aspect embedded in all parts of healthcare systems. And if we're going to make true and significant changes, we need to both engage the community, but we also need to have advocates for healthy activity and positive health behaviors and patient-centered care at all levels. So nurses are ideally positioned both to be that frontline at the bedside, but they're also ideally positioned to take that knowledge and inform people at the policy level. I often think about some of the research, the well-funded research is bench science, which is wonderful and great, and thank goodness we're finding new cures and new vaccines. But at the end of the day, it's going to be a nurse that delivers that vaccine to that patient in rural Ethiopia, in remote Zambia, in across low and middle income countries, and across the developed nation. So it just makes sense to have nurses be a part of those conversations of how can we improve healthcare? What's really needed at the at the bedside in the community?
That's exciting. Well, you talk about those opportunities, and as you take students around the world to see even more so how they can utilize their unique role as a nurse, what are some things that you look for when pinpointing a place to take students as missions coordinator? I know you have partnerships all over the globe
right,
to some of these opportunities.
Right. I like to have the students have an opportunity to really see the community in as it is. So I have a trip to Zambia next week, and we will work with Northrise University, and you know Baylor has a partnership with Northrise University. What's lovely for my largely undergraduate students, but graduate students too, is to work alongside those university students from Northrise in providing outreach and care and education to these different, and we're focusing on children, different schools for at-risk children. So it's not only that my nursing students and graduate students will see the health conditions and the needs, but they'll also work alongside people from the country who have the knowledge and are engaged with them. So I think it's I don't want to lead a trip where we're going in and putting a Band-Aid on a problem. If my students can partner with in an existing infrastructure, get to know local people, I think it strengthens our respect for the country while increasing our awareness. And I think that's important. I want to be compassionate. I want my students to be compassionate in the care they give, but also collegial as they develop responses. What we think will work in Waco or Dallas doesn't necessarily resonate in Zambia. So we need to go in with open minds. So I seek those places where my students will really be able to work with local on-the-ground experts. They'll be able to visit the hospitals. And while the hospitals in developing countries may not be as shiny and well-appointed as the newest hospital in Dallas, they are providing excellent care and meeting a need. So I really just want to broaden their perspectives and also, but do it in a way that's respectful of the countries that we're visiting.
I would imagine you have some pretty good stories from some of these trips.
Yeah, it's been such an amazing experience. And just when I think I've seen everything, something new happens. And the students are just, I know we plan and work very hard to make these trips beneficial to the students. And they are so wonderful in the ways that they arise to the occasion, that they find specific ways to connect with the children, with the college students, with the healthcare providers. And I'm always impressed that on every team, there's something that I don't expect that will happen. I've had, last trip to Zambia, we had teenagers that were really interested in some of the changes, just all those maturing things, adolescence, but they didn't want to hear it from me. They wanted to hear it from these college-age students. And much to my surprise, one of the students was just so comfortable. And it was such an unexpected blessing. And I see that all the time. I was in a trip to Ethiopia, and a black man with blue eyes and a white shock of hair came in who was deaf. Well, one of my students has a PhD in genetics. She immediately identified the genetic condition and was able to communicate with the man. And he was delighted in rural Ethiopia to know there were people in other parts of the world that were black men with blue eyes that were deaf. Just exciting things. Now, I couldn't have planned that. You know, there are hundreds of stories like that. The students teach me so much. Their faith is so great. They work so hard. Some of them make great sacrifices to be a part of these teams, not just my teams, but the teams going out to from the main campus, but the other School of Nursing. The students work hard to be a part of those teams, and they're such a blessing to the people that we work with and to the leaders and to those of us who plan and support the trips. So, yeah.
Great stories building that global mindset in students and meeting needs around the world. And I know as we hear more about Illuminate in the months ahead, we're going to be hearing more about Baylor working collaboratively, not just in the School of Nursing, but disciplines all across campus to address some of these global health issues. Well, Dr. Spies, unfortunately, we are out of time here on the program. I wish we had more, but I've really enjoyed talking to you today. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Dr. Lori Spies, Assistant Professor and the Missions Coordinator at Baylor's Louise Harrington School of Nursing, is our guest today. I'm Derek Smith. A reminder, you can hear this and other programs online, baylor.edu/connections, and you can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. Thanks for joining us on Baylor Connections.